God has given me a deep impression of Bhagavan, Ishwara Paramahansa, Satchidananda Vigraha. And that I believe, I am convinced that Krishna is my protector. But now I understand in Raganuga Bhakti that these concepts of Krishna as Bhagavan, they are Aishvarya. One sees Krishna more as friend or lover. But so, should I try to remove these impressions of Krishna as Bhagavan? On the one hand, they're very good. As Bhagavan. When Raganuga Bhakti, that is Siddha Sakti, will come, you'll automatically forget it.
Yeah.
By the grace of Yogamaya. If Krishna is not Bhagavan, you believe.
Yeah.
And then the action and pastimes of Krishna is like ordinary person.
Ah, yeah.
Then everything will be right.
Yeah.
So Madhur Bhakti is that Madhurya Ras, whether there is Aishwarya or not Aishwarya.
Yeah.
Krishna should be Bhagavan. Whether there is Aishwarya or not Aishwarya, but it is like a human action.
Yeah.
Nirvatari. That is called Madhurya. The Krishna is full of Aishwarya always, but hidden by Yogamaya. So, up to the stage of Narada and Brahma, Uddhava, they all know that Krishna is Bhagavan. We also know it is Bhagavan. But by doing Raganuga Bhajan, when we reach to that point, Yogamaya will do what he should.
They cannot beforehand be changed.
No, no, no. Otherwise, Krishna will be ordinary person.
Yeah.
And what is that thing we can also do?
Yeah.
Then everything will be restored.
Then?
But
we
will not try to know this Tattva Jnana
more.
By his past time hearing, everything will come out. What is necessary for us? When we hear Damodar Leela, some expert is in there, when he killed Avasur, Bakasur, when he took the baton on his hand, Aishwarya came. So, what is necessary, it will all come.
Another question about Krishna as Bhagavan, similar. In Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter, Krishna says, who at the end of life, at the end of his life, whoever thinks of me, he will come to me at the time of death. So, that is also thinking of Krishna as Bhagavan. So, in Raganuga Bhakti, at the time of death, is there a different prayer or a different sentiment? Or the same
Raganuga Bhakti automatically comes. Like worldly men, he does not die. He removes this thing. When we die, when we sleep, we cannot control our mind and heart. It is out of control. Likewise, when a man is going to die in death, he has no control upon anything. He can remember the thing what he has done. So if a man has done Raganuga Bhajan, purely, and Siddhartha has come from Ragatmik Jan,
then in the end he will, he can remember all the past time. So he will be Swarupa Mukti, like Krishna associate, that is like Gopi or Go. And he will come in the arm of Gopi. Either he will come as a Gop or Go.
So you're saying there is no question of choosing a prayer at the time of death. Whatever
no.
you are, that will be it.
Always control. In control.
In control. Out of control.
In control at that time. If he has done Ragan Gapajan or anything. And he has done, but he anyhow that remember comes and he has not right mature. Even that time, if he remembers Krishna, he will go to death. But it is very hard to remember. Only they can remember. Always chanting and remembering Krishna. And Asakti has come, Mamata has also come. Automatically. I remember that at the time of my operation, they gave me something and I became fine. But yet I was feeling only Krishna, Krishna, chanting Krishna. And when I got up, instant, I was remembering. Doctor was telling that we are remembering. We are feeling that we are remembering. Hare Krishna. So, I believe that
Ajamil always remembered her son, his son.
Yes.
So, at that time, his senses were out of control, yet he remembered her, his son.
So likewise.
Our Prabhupada taught that a person should always think that death may come at any moment. Of course, this is very sober, a good thought. But is this thought for an ordinary bhakta? What is this? What is the more advanced attitude toward death?
If he is not mature, then he will again go in any good work. And he will have guru, he will have all associates that is helping. And again he will do bhajan and sadhana, and then he will have chance to do bhajan more. What we have got in this life, very easily sadhu sangha, very easily all the books, very easily we understood all the meaning, good meaning, very deep meaning, automatically come. So Krishna helps in everything. Everything becomes easy. If I will be not mature in this life, again we will have chance. We will have to think only that we should do no offering and gradually go up. Sometimes it so becomes that I have not remembered, thought of anything. Anyone asked me a question which I have never heard or thought about that. But the solution of that question come easy. And then I also explained that how it came. So if there are liberated persons, realized persons, why not to be? So Krishna gives everything, makes it easy, sadhu sangha and all. To have an association of sadhu is very, very difficult. But by the grace of Krishna,
so if I think that death may come soon, I must do my bhajan now very urgently. That is good psychological.
Everyone, those who are pure devotees, understand like this.
No time to waste because it may be over.
Certainly, Chris arranged that way. Not a minute will be. Should be helpful. But no chance that you and myself could meet.
No.
But Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj called me in his last day and I went there and he told all to initiate with me and to meet with me and he requested me to help all others. So everyone knew me and used to come. He made that chance himself. If I had not told,
yeah,
you could not meet me. By his grace, you are meeting me.
Yeah.
And by telling him, when I saw, or I heard, I became something so, in speak terms to you all, especially towards you. I saw that you are very, very innocent and sincere people. You have no politics, nothing else. So I got an interest to meet you. In Kamal Swami, Kamal Krishna Maharaj, he is so intelligent and clever also. But for me, he becomes so sincere and becomes weak, especially when we meet at Bombay. About Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very sweet song. Any beloved of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhu. He used to love this song so much.
I heard it before, that song by Puri and Devotee. And I didn't know where it was coming from, but it was very beautiful. Just to sing
to me. And what?
I have asked, maybe they have some questions.
All my questions are in there.
Huh?
All my questions are under the pillow. Okay.
I have a question from something you said at the Krishna Balaram Mandir. You were speaking about Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and you said that this Maha Mantra has separation from Krishna, and that you used to sometimes think, why not just chant Radha Radha Krishna Krishna? That is more direct. Why Hare Krishna Hare Krishna? But then you learned from especially Jiva Goswami that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has the mood of separation, and that is why Lord Chaitanya chants. And then you said, our Prabhupada, he has spread it all over the world. So I wanted to hear more about how the Maha Mantra is in the mood of separation from Krishna.
There, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, conjugal, and meeting each other, Hare Krishna, then Hare Krishna. But when Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, there is separation. Then Srimati Radhika is telling Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And in separation with Radhika, Krishna tells Radhe, Radhe, Hare Hare.
Hare.
This is separation. Both are beating to me.
And Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. This is separation.
Hare Krishna is union, and Krishna
and
Krishna.
Hare Ram also union.
No.
But Hare Ram, Ram,
Hare Hare.
This is most separation.
More separation.
In practice, we should chant like in that manner, separation. Because actually there is separation. We are not seeing Krishna. We are not meeting Krishna or Radhika. We chant Hare Hare Mani Radhike Radhike to please Krishna. And Krishna Krishna or Ram Ram to please Radhika. That both to be seen. And in separation. I will speak about this more when I will have time to. Sri Kirtan Karchari. Not actually so much qualified for Brajalila. So for them, anyhow to catch them and bring in Brajarasa. She has done. She has connected a link between Brajalila and that. But actually they are manifestations of Radhika and Lalita Vishakha, not Radhika himself, not Lalita himself in Dwarka.
Not direct.
No.
What?
Govardhanaya Namaha.
Om Govardhanaya. Can you explain?
This is ordinary mantra.
Okay.
As a general.
Bhakta-bhārya.
Huh? Bhakta-bhārya.
So he wants to know more about how to do that.
You can do bhav-seva.
I will.
Bhav-seva you can do. No mantra, nothing. Keep it on your eyes. Keep it in your heart. Keep it in your head. Do like this and keep in. You can make this bath by your fear. By and by, he will manifest all these things on your heart. Gopis used to give Krishna by what mantra? And Sakha used to give him fruits and everything by what mantra? You know?
Gopis used to give Krishna.
Or Sakha, or Yashodama used to give, offer Krishna anything. Fruits, butter, makhan, roti, by what mantra?
No mantra, just...
If you will be
so
qualified,
yeah.
Then you can do by that thing.
But what if there is no Harikara? How to approach that qualification? How to keep what she wants to know is what to do to get there?
Link with the heart of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, your Gurudev, your Holy Master, and it will come automatically. Where there is love, affection, no mantra is needed there. But yet, we are sadhak, we should use mantra. But when a stage will come, mantra will go away. Only Hare Krishna, Radhikesa, Sri Krishna, Gopal, Hare Mukunda, Govindane, Nandakishora Krishna, Hati, Yashoda, Tanaya, Prasuda, Sri Pallavi, Jeevan, Radhikesa.
Where is that? We have love and affection.
Huh?
Where is this mantra?
This mantra is in Brihat Bhagavatam. And go in deep and invent jewels from it. Those who are hidden in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat is a ocean of rush. You should go in very deep and bring.
But I think that we need help with the rough situation with Yasa's jewels. I can't get those jewels.
Then pay anyone who can dive and can bring and can
yeah.
Give you. You'll have to pay something.
I'll pay you. What's your price?
I will search anyone who can tell.
Can you give it for cheap? Maybe it's very expensive.
Very expensive.
But you can bargain and you can go cheaper price. His mercy, just His won't do.
Other point. We'll meet again.
Right.
You are reading all these things?
Yes, I'm reading the 10th canto over and over.
Also read Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu and Ujjal Muni also.
Right.
It will give help to you in going deep.
Sometimes I think that last year, when I first was meeting with you, I was better. I was more hopeful and more excited. Now, I mean, it seems like I'm more like Vaidhi Bhakti now. It goes up and then down. And up. I think because maybe I did not see you so much this year.
Last time you had occasion to meet me.
Yeah.
When I
don't meet,
when they will go, all will go away. Then we can meet.
The person leaves and takes initiation from someone else and then comes back to you.
What he wants, we will see. If
yeah.
he wants to be reinitiated, or he has left that thing, or what he wants,
then
he wants to remain with him, and what he has done, he only wants apologize.
Yeah.
What he wants, he
wants. I
yeah. I'm satisfied in every way.
Yeah.
You should do bhajan.
Do
whether
bhajan.
You should do live there
yeah.
or here
yeah.
or anywhere.
Yeah.
We should be so.
Mm-hmm.
Uttam Mahabhagavat or Madhyam Adhikari also is like this.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing against anyone. Either he does offense to us or no. But we should be careful.
This is Sri Prema Samputa by Vishwanath Chakravarti. It's very wonderful. So I have a question. Krishna, he comes disguised as a Sakhi and speaks with Radharani. So he's asking her, do you know Krishna's mind? Does Krishna know your mind?
Huh?
He asks Radharani, does Krishna, does he know your thoughts? The thoughts that you're having, does Krishna know those thoughts? And do you know, if Krishna is not there, do you know what he is thinking? So, Srimati Radhika answers that this conception is an illusion, that I know his thoughts and he knows my thoughts, because in reality, Krishna and I have but one soul, and it is not possible for one soul to become two at any time. So I wanted to understand more that this Krishna and Radha are one soul, and not two persons.
What you have not understood?
If I am very close to a person, I may know their thoughts, and I love them and they love me, but we are two persons. But she seems to be saying we are actually one person. So it is a little difficult to understand. One soul.
It is a sign of love. When anyone gives his heart to anyone, that person also gives his heart to them. Krishna has told like so. Madanyate narjanantu tibhyo naham manaspati. The meaning of this slok is that my ananya bhakta gets everything, heart and soul to me. And I also give them too.
Yeah.
So our soul becomes one. Yeah. This is Narvata pastime. So when it's so near and dear, this is. But soul are different. His soul is other. But he does for him and he does for him.
Yeah.
This is it. Only. In Naralila and in Tattvatah, in by Tattva, Radha and Krishna are one. Radha, Krishna, Pranay, Vikriti, Ladini, Shakti, Smart, Ekatmana, one soul. Yes. And for Vilas they have become two. But this one and two are eternal. When in one, Radha and Krishna become one soul, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
And when they are two, is Radha and Krishna. But two things are eternal.
Yeah.
They are two, or they are one.
Yeah.
When Mahabhav and Rasaraj Bhav both meet, then they become one soul. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And to to experience rasa, he becomes two. But actually one.
So, only Advaita Gyanta is Krishna. No other soul. Nothing. Only one. Vadanti tattva vidarsattam yad jnanam advayam. No dvaya. No, that means no two. Very little. Only one. Krishna. Krishna. To give shiksha,
instruction
to others. He divides himself into two. He becomes Radha, where in Bansibar. So from one he becomes two. So there is only one thing of the jnana purpose. Expansion. To taste and to give shiksha. So, Radha and Krishna are really one. But for Vilas they are always two, eternal two. If we have so much friendship with us, as a sister should do towards his Gurudev, there should be one in soul. And that is called Vishram Bhabhav.
Intimate. One.
Then Guru Shishya has, disciple has nothing.
No separate interest.
No.
Yeah.
He has given dedicated himself in the feet of lotus feet of his spiritual master. Then they become one. Tumare ichhaye mor ichhaye mishaide. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written like this. Tumare ichhaye. I have mixed my wish, every wish is in your wish. I have no separate wish, nothing. You can utilize yourself in any way. I am yours. But that yours, it denotes that yours, there is some
two separate.
Two separate.
Yeah.
But he tells that. That is separation is not there. Only one. If we love anyone, we can give everything by wishes and all things to that. That is this move there.
Yeah.
And by tattva, they are certainly one. And by love, they are one. I don't know whether that is Krishna.
Good meaning in this.
Ratkali has told in 8th sloka of 6th chapter. Ashlishava padratam kinastu mam ardarsanan marmahatam karutiva jatha tatha vidadhatu lampato sapranathastu napa. Quite one year. Whether he wants to
Embrace me?
Embrace me?
Yeah.
And he, so other he wants to
trample me under the feet.
On the feet. And he can use me any way. That is. Anything?
Oh, one other.
I think that you know. Only.
No, I didn't.
You know all hidden.
You have said that an expert person like Vishwanath Chakravarti, he sees rasika meaning even in early cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I don't always have his commentary, but sometimes now when I read, I try to see something like that. And like for example, I was reading Bali Maharaj and Vamandev. So Bali Maharaj gave everything. He gave his body to the Lord, and then he suffered so much shame because he did this. So I thought, oh, this is like the gopis. He's not in Madhurya, but they also give everything and they have to tolerate so much shame. So is it all right to compare any pure bhakta to the highest standard of the gopis, or to bring the gopis in like that?
Like all sloks in the beginning. Janma Dasyajata. Janma Adi Jataha. Adi means Adi Rasa. Adya Rasa. Adya Eva Madhura Rasa. What is called Adya Rasa?
Adi Rasa is Madhurya Rasa.
Because every ras is in Madhura. From Madhura, everything has been come out. Like Krishna is Adi, Anadi, Swayam, Brahma, Sarvakaran Karanam. From him, Balade, Chaturvyuha, Narayan, Ram, all other avatars, Vibhutis, Kala, Ansa, manifestation, everything come out from Krishna. So everything is in Krishna. So Adyarasa is Madhuras. From Madhuras, Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya, Hatsabhut, Karnuras, all other Talras comes out from Adiras Mane. So it has come from Radha and Krishna both Jugal. Anya Vyatireka, Anvayat Itaratasya, Anvay and Vyatire. Following?
Some of the words, no.
Anvay means?
Anvayadi
Itaratasya. Anvay means in helpful way. No word. Anvay means what we want, it is unwise. What is not favorable and unfavorable. Unwise and vetire. This Srishti has been done. Everything come out hard from Krishna. Jeev is also Krishnamsa.
Part of Krishna.
Chetan.
Yeah,
Jeev is also Chetan,
yeah.
Conscious.
Same qualities,
but in part.
Yeah.
Maya is opposite to Chetan, but yet, so everything is coming from out from Anvaibhav. But how Jeev, being a Chetan Vastu, he is revolved in a Chetan Jada Prakriti, and he wants to taste Vishaya.
The jeev wants to taste sense pleasure.
This is against the principle of Chetan. But how it comes? Vyatireka. Vyatireka means by Krishna's Sakti Aghatan Ghatak Patiyasi Mahamaya.
Yes.
So this is Jatireka. And where is Anvayamane? Samkit Sakti Chit Srishtikam. From Tatastha Sakti, Jeev comes. From Maya Sakti, Jar Jagat comes. This is Anvay. But being a Chetan, he is involved in Jada. We think that this body is myself and all these things are mine. How it comes? By Aghatan Paghatan Patiyasi Sakti. Aghatan Paghatan Patiyasi, you know? That which cannot be done is done by that Maya. That is Mahamaya.
He is bewildered by the Maya.
So, this is Vyatirek. Here, Anvaya Vyatirek has another meaning. Separation and meeting. Meeting is Sambhograsa. And separation is Vipralambha Bhava. Prem has two sides.
Yeah.
One side Vipralambha, one side
Yoni.
If there is one of them not there,
incomplete.
Friend. So here, meaning that when Radha and Krishna are feeling separation, this is Vyatire. And when they are meeting, and Prem by Chitta and so many things are going on Mahabhava, then it is Anvaya. Both are efficient in Madhur Rasa, conjugal rasa. Where Brahma cannot know all these things, only Sukhdev Goswami. By the mercy of Vyasadeva can know all these things. So there are so many good meaning hidden in first sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Also in second, Nigama Kalpa Tarur Galitam Phalam. So Madhur Rasa is there. So all are the explanation of first sloka. From button to top. Anyhow, they add something to Madhur Rasa. Add money help.
Yes.
So everyone, everything, what to tell all these things, Krishna has done, has gone to Gocharan. To with cow. No? Today, tomorrow was, yesterday was Gopasana. Krishna is going to cow herd. Why he went? He will really see gopis. That was the main thing. No use of cow herding, you are going anywhere. Only to, for this fact, he used to go to Kalpa. So everything. Yashodama is calling Srimati Radhika in his house for cooking. This is only for adding something to Madhur Rasa. So he is taking Govardhan on his hand. Only is to give something to Madhur Rasa. So whole Srimad Bhagavat has come from Golok Vrindavan to this place by Guru Parampara. And Srimad Bhagavat has been done only to show the Radhika or Gopi's prem to Krishna. All other things have been described everywhere in Padma Purana, in all Purana. But this thing is not explain anywhere else. So Srimad Bhagavat is for Radha Prem, Gopi Prem. So everything is to help this Madhur Rasa. So we can, if we will have this thing in mind, then we can
see the meaning,
of all these slokas that are very attributes.
Very
Mane adding mood.
They add, supplement or add?
Supplementary.
Yeah, supplementary.
Every chapter. Like a Vrittasurbha.
Yeah.
Like a anything. Anything.
Yeah, they...